KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect.
Family Life Weekend to Remember is Friday, February 18th through Sunday, February 20th, 2022, at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. And we have on the phone with us the regional field manager for Family Life, Tim Steele. Hi, Tim. How are you today?
Hey, I am doing great, Jim. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine, and we thank you so much for joining us, because I know you're traveling, and I love all this multitasking. The technology is a benefit, but at the same time, I know a guy like you, you're multitasking all the time, doing five or six different things.
Well, that is a detriment to what I do, but it's also a blessing. Yeah,
hey, and we're not getting you in trouble with Sheila, are we, Tim?
No, actually, she's still back in Las Cruces. I happen to be at Dallas-Fort Worth, heading up to South Dakota.
Well, I hope you have a safe trip. Hey, tell us about the Family Life Weekend to Remember. Friday, a week from this weekend, starts on Friday night, the 18th, all the way through Sunday. Why should couples attend the Weekend to Remember?
Wow. You know, there's a whole host of reasons. The simplest way is to say couples need to disconnect from everyday life to reconnect to each other. That's the quickest way to tell you that. It goes more elaborately into what we discuss in some of our first sessions when we get together on Friday night. Couples need to recognize that there's a natural drift into an isolation from each other. It happens to come in life stages. It happens to come around kids, around work schedules. It is just gets busy in most people's lives. And we have this personal space that we sometimes need to have. So that drift to isolation is a big threat to our marriages. And coming to a Weekend to Remember like this gives people a wonderful chance to just reconnect in a better, more intentional way towards oneness together.
Yeah. Tim, you say that couples naturally drift to isolation. Is there something supernatural that we need in our marriage to keep our marriages growing together?
Yes. I can answer that unequivocally, yes. My wife and I experienced this about 20 years ago when we first experienced a Weekend to Remember. And the busyness of life was just pulling us apart. We were involved at church a lot. We were involved in our community because of our respective careers. We were involved in our kids' lives. They were tweeners, and they were just heading into lots of activity. And we did not find that time together until we intentionally turned towards one another. And one of the sessions we cover, Jim, to answer your question, is on Saturday morning, after we've helped the couples recognize that there is that natural drift, the best way is to turn towards one another and recognize it. But we also include that, you know, when God gets involved in the middle of our relationship, just as is promised in the Bible in various places, His Spirit actually helps us recognize that there is a third party to our relationship, and that is the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God is allowed to have free reign in our lives, that oneness becomes even deeper and more intentional. And so we explain that on Saturday morning. We even share the good news that Jesus died for each and every individual. And we share the gospel message in a very relevant way, not using a lot of church talks, but more importantly, relationship talk. And couples get it. They acknowledge the fact that they need to turn to one another and they need to turn back to God if they've drifted at all from Him.
Tim, you've mentioned what happened Saturday morning. Tell us about the overall plan for the weekend, because it's filled with a lot of fun. Some people might be a little nervous because they think they're going to be sitting in a group confessing to one another. That's not what's happening.
Oh, that, Oh, man, that was my concern when I first heard about this event. We do not have times where we break out into small groups. We used to, but we've chosen not to continue that piece because we want couples to spend time together. So Friday night from 7 to 9, we introduced a few concepts. We have a lot of fun and laughter. And that's one of the things our team of speakers actually spend time really honing to an art. They're professional communicators from all different walks of life, and they share their personal story, and it's fun. It does bring up this aspect of drift, but on Saturday, when you come back together at 9 o'clock, until about noon, 12:30 or so, we're going to really hone in on this oneness feature. And then in the afternoon, everybody continues to stay in the general session. And by the way, we have about 600 people attending at the Tamaya Resort coming up on the 18th. But that session, those sessions end at about 5 o'clock. And the intention is to give everybody a date night. Really, if you've left the kids at home and you've got a chance to spend some time one-on-one, we do give you a little project to discuss over the evening, but it's not onerous. It's just fun and engaging. And then we leave you free till Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. So we've got a couple of sessions on Sunday morning up until about 12:30. So Friday, 7 to 9, Saturday, 9 to 5 with a lot of breaks and a big two-hour lunch, and Sunday, 9 to 12.
Tim, who's invited? Is it only people with the perfect marriages?
Oh, man. We wouldn't have a whole lot of people attending if that was the case. There's, like I said earlier, people come at every single walk in life, wherever they're at in their faith journey, wherever they're at in their marriage journey. Some people come who are probably cohabitating together and wrestling with the thought of marriage. Others are pre-engaged couples that are looking to be married soon and want to understand what the Bible has to say about it. Some couples may have no idea about wanting to get married, but they really want to hear what the Bible has to say about it. So they're there knowing that they're going to learn about how to communicate better, how to fight fair. I know that's an oxymoron, but it works. It's understanding how to do that. And understanding your partner's communication style. We have breakout time, so we actually spend time talking about that stuff. So no, people do not have to have it together. Trust me. There's people from multiple types of marriages, military marriages, pastoral marriages. You've got people who are there that are in their 50s years of marriage who are coming back to just get a refresher at 50 years together. It's amazing. And then there's those that are going to get married that weekend. And they come and spend their honeymoon at an event like this. It's great.
Yeah, and the Tamaya Resort, the Hyatt Regency Tamaya, is just absolutely beautiful. What a setting. I mean, great place for a date night, even if you're not at the family life weekend to remember. I mean, it's a spectacular setting. So you've really set that up nicely. In addition to this, I can't help but think about there may be some people listening right now that are really maybe even far along, maybe have even planned to get divorced, maybe have already planned and filed papers. Have you seen people in that situation come to the weekend to remember and have their marriage restored?
You know, at every single event, we actually encourage people to write some comments to us on their evaluation. We're doing it digitally now, but we capture those and share them with some of our friends with the couple's permission. And oftentimes we'll just put a husband or a wife at the bottom, not their names, but just the word husband or wife. And I can share one that happened just this last weekend. I captured it earlier as part of this. Let me share those two, one from a husband and one from a wife. These are not married to one another. The first one is from a wife who's been 6 years married. We have a lot of hurt and mistrust. And this helped me. This weekend helped me see what I need to do and where we should go next. Hey, we aren't perfect. This weekend wasn't even perfect. But God is. And this weekend really helped remind us of that. That's from a wife. I'm going to go to a husband here. His comments from just last weekend. We came to a WTR, a weekend to remember, about 4 years ago when our marriage was a two. It was on the verge of failure. We were talking divorce very actively. However, going to the weekend gave us the tools to start rebuilding communication and trust. Today, we'd probably rate ourselves about an 8 or a 9 on our way to oneness with God's love and lots of hard work. I'm so glad we came back to find even some more tools to just continue us on this journey together. And that was a husband after 10 years of marriage. So I even heard through that same event that there was a couple who had gone to file their papers on Thursday and chose to come because they said, well, what do we got to lose? We're already filing for divorce. They came, they went back home and tore up those divorce papers and said, we're going to give this a shot. And we're going to learn, we're going to take what we've learned and really turn back to one another and invite God in this time. So it covers the gamut. It really does.
Tim, when you talk about faith and the essential ingredient of having Jesus in the middle of your marriage, what if some people are together, maybe married a long time, maybe living together, and they don't have Jesus as a focus? They don't share the faith that you may have. Are they welcome to come and to hear about what your thoughts are? I mean, I know you're never going to hide the fact that you believe in Jesus, but you're not going to reject anybody because they don't have the same faith orientation.
Jim, you hit it right on the nose. This weekend is simply a weekend that exposes people to what the Bible has to say about marriage. It is not a pastor's sermon. It does include scripture, and it does include story, but it, more importantly, it includes a faith perspective told with non-Christian jargon. Too many times we have a tendency to throw in a lot of the things we hear at church in our conversations with people. But over the weekend, the speakers have specific scripts and stories that they have practiced and are bringing to talks that are from their very own lives. And we talk about things from, like I said, isolation to a oneness. But in the afternoon on Saturday, we actually spend some time talking about intimacy. And most people are thinking, how in the world are you going to talk about that in a group of 600 people? Well, it's a very simple conversation. And it does not, it doesn't affect the way we perceive God as much as it introduces people to the fact that God cares about your relationship. Whether you are involved as a couple who has a common faith or a couple who has no faith and they're just there trying to avoid the divorce courts, or they're there just wanting to explore, we take that into consideration when the speakers are speaking from the front. Pre-married to 50 years married to not married and just maybe living together. All of those are taken into consideration. I think people will find this event a very winsome place to hang out over the weekend.
Yes. Tim, how do you register for the event?
Thank you for asking. The best way to do it right now, even a week and a half or 10 days out, is to go to weekendtoremember.com. That's all one word, weekendtoremember.com. And in there, you'll see a little button in the upper right-hand corner that says search for locations. When you click on that button, it drops you down on the page to the area that has all of the different events going on listed chronologically. And since Albuquerque is just a couple of weeks out, about 10 days, it'll be at one of the first four at the top of the list. When you click on the word register, it'll take you to a page that begins the registration process. It's that simple. There's a type in weekendtoremember.com, click on search locations, click on register, and give us some of the information about your names, your address, the standard things you'd give in a registration process.
That's good stuff. Tim Steele is the regional field manager with Family Life, and we're talking about the Family Life Weekend to Remember, Friday, February 18th through Sunday, February 20th, be held at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. I have a feeling that people might like this so much, they might look up some of your other weekends to remember that you hold around the country, Tim. Hey, we're going to be back with Tim Steele. He's got another 15 minutes with us. He's very gracious. He's in an airport and talking to us, and we appreciate that time very much. We'll be right back with Tim on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM. Eric Metaxas is a New York Times number one best-selling author with books translated into more than 25 languages. He's the host of The Eric Metaxas Show, a nationally syndicated radio program heard in more than 120 cities around the U.S. His eclectic career includes featured appearances as a cultural commentator on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Channel. The weekend of February 18th and 19th, he arrives at Calvary Church to discuss his most recent book, Is Atheism Dead?
We, the church, need to be armed with the truth. We need to know that the onus is on the atheist at this point. It is absolutely, at this point, impossible to be a logically, intellectually fulfilled atheist.
Don't miss Eric Metaxas at Calvary Church February 18th and 19th, including a book signing in the foyer after services. Details on the events page at calvarynm.church.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. We are on the phone this afternoon with Tim Steele. He is with Family Life, and we're talking about the Family Life Weekend to Remember. That's Friday, February 18th, about a week away, a week and a day away, February 18th through Sunday, February 20th. It's going to be held at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort. Beautiful place to host this. And Tim, in our first segment, you mentioned that couples naturally drift to isolation away from one another. And then you talked about restoring oneness to couples. You've told me something in preparation for this, though, where you said there's another step that couples can go to even beyond oneness, and that's impact.
Right. Thank you, Jim. We're excited about this particular piece because in the past, there's kind of a traditional trajectory that most couples will go to when they go to a weekend. It's a high experience. It's a mountaintop experience for most of them. And even those that find that the weekend stirs up some things, it really helps people to understand that it isn't just for the weekend. Yes, the weekend is a great time away. It helps them reconnect. It helps them draw closer to one another. And it does involve God in the picture as they allow themselves to explore that facet of their married life. But when you talk about couples who are saying to themselves, oh man, I wish John and Sue were here sitting. They need to be here. We kind of got to thinking, well, instead of just having a chance to say, oh, come to our church, John and Sue, why don't you come and we'll start a small group together. We'll talk about all the intimate parts of your life. That's a bit scary, especially when John and Sue may not go to your church. But they are your neighbors. They're your friends. What's really cool is that we are challenging couples on Sunday morning to think beyond themselves. What about members of their family, their parents, maybe their kids, maybe the neighbor? In fact, I have to share a story with you, if I may. About a year ago, I had one of my neighbors who was really struggling in his marriage. Well, I shouldn't say his marriage. He'd been living with this girl for about 9 years. And it turns out that they discovered that people's perception of them were a little off, and the kids were a little concerned as well. So they're looking to go to a Weekend to Remember to find out how can they engage with one another. I felt empowered to be able to invite them to come to this event, and they took me up on it. I have a discounted ticket that I could give to them, a code that I use, and with that, they're actually coming this weekend. They've spent a year kind of going in and out of church, but they are excited to be able to say, we want to spend some time and find out how to do marriage right. That's what we mean by impact, and we're challenging couples on Sunday morning to do just that. Check a box, let us know your interest, we'll send you some emails, or we'll give you a call, find out what you're interested in, and we'll help you impact the people in your corner of the world.
Yes. Tim, you mentioned in our first segment also that there's couples that would be interested in coming and would really help them, even if they've been married 40 or 50 years. As soon as you said that, yeah, I had this picture in my mind of being at a restaurant and the man sitting there reading his paper and the woman sitting there looking at her phone, and they're having breakfast together and never say a word to each other. And I'm just thinking how that their marriage could be so much more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we tend to, as couples, Sheila and I have been married about 38 years, going on 39 here in April, and even we are finding ourselves in that same scenario at times. Yet, we have a common dream together, and we revisit that dream every time we go to a Weekend to Remember, either to serve or help host or just go as a guest. When you find that you can begin dreaming again like you did when you first met each other, that is so cool. And when you involve the fact that I can tell other people my story, it doesn't have to include a lot of flowery phrases. It just says, hey, man, we were hurting. We were really desperate, or we just needed to get a tune-up. Either way, it's my story. And if I can empower people to do that, even if they've been married for 40 or 50 years or just living together for 20 years, like my brother, I mean, those kind of conversations become paramount and really important to people.
Tim, I think we all have this in our back of our minds that our pastors have it all together. They have the perfect marriages. And I'm going to go back to the very first sentence you said, or one of the first sentences you said today. You said, couples sometimes need to disconnect from everyday life to connect to each other. So I want to ask you, are pastors invited, or are they already have it together and they don't need to worry about it?
Oh, definitely. We are really encouraging pastors and even lay leaders in a church. You might not be on paid staff, but please, if you're a full-time pastor, no matter the role you play at your church, if you're a full-time paid position or even a bivocational pastor that's a senior pastor at a church, we have a donor that has gifted Family Life with a fund that we draw on to pay for those pastoral couples, those ministry marriages, to come to a Weekend to Remember, and we take care of their registration fee. That $175 per person, it's waived. All they have to do is have a conversation with us. Now, I kind of put the cart before the horse there. You asked me a question that said, do pastoral marriages, can they come? You bet they can come. Go through that registration process I was talking about earlier, and when you hit on register, to register for an event anywhere in the United States. If you want to come join us in Albuquerque, that would be great. There is a button there that says, pastors, would you like to come and we will pay your registration fee? Click on the button and it walks you through a separate type of registration that allows the pastors to come. Pastoral marriages, ministry marriages, they are in the crosshairs of the enemy. if they can take down a pastoral couple, no matter what type of thing happens that causes that downfall, it is a win in the longer battle against what the evil one is doing in and against the kingdom of God. So as the body of Christ, encourage your pastors to consider coming. Pastors, if you're listening to this conversation, join us either here or somewhere else, but get to one of the Weekend to Remember. We'd love to serve you and host you at one of those events.
Tim, I'm thinking there's some parents like me with married children. Can you sponsor a couple to come to the Weekend to Remember?
You can. There's actually a way to purchase what's called a gift card. And sometimes through the year we have sales going on. We do not currently. But those gift cards are something you can purchase online at familylife.com. Just click on the shop button and type in gift card. It comes up and allows you to purchase that yourself and share that with anyone, especially if it's married couples or pre-married couples.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. We are talking with Tim Steele. He's with Family Life. Family Life Weekend to Remember is Friday, February 18th through Sunday, February 20th at the amazing Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort. Special time for you to renew your marriage, maybe investigate getting married, all kinds of things. The bottom line is that you're going to have some fun and you're going to be doing it with your significant other.
Yep.
Tim, you're gracious to be on your way north and to join us from the airport. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
I'm looking forward to that as well, Jim. Thank you for the invitation.
Take care, Tim. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to be back with Mike Howell. He's a senior advisor for government relations at the Heritage Foundation. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.